fear the true God and keep his commandments. In those final words by Solomon, he's telling us, this is how you're going to be happy. So here we are. We're doing this right now. We're here tonight with our brothers and sisters. We're listening, commenting, singing. And many here are doing this through unimaginable pain. Chronic physical pain, emotional trauma, depression, loneliness, perhaps even our own personal failings in letting Jehovah down. Yet here we are. We're fearing Jehovah. We're keeping his commandments. So, where's my happiness? How can we be happy if we're suffering? We take courage from the scriptures. Notice what Jehovah tells us at Psalms 46:1. For us, God is for us a refuge and a strength, a help that is readily to be found during distresses. He's readily found. Let's look up Psalm 145:18. Jehovah is near to all those calling on him, to all who call on him in truth. He satisfies the desire of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help, and he rescues them. Jehovah wants to help us. And as we listen to these words, we may be thinking, that's fantastic. How loving of him. What an amazing God we worship. However, the pain you walked into the kingdom hall with is the same pain you're going to be leaving with. How can we be happy through that? It's hard to feel close to Jehovah when we're still in pain. So we don't want to just hear the words. We want to feel these words. Imagine seeing a doctor. You tell the doctor, "Doctor, I'm sick. I'm in pain. I hurt from head to toe. You got to do something for me." So the doctor looks at you. He says, "You've got an infection. No big deal. Let's give you some antibiotics, some bed rest. Drink plenty of fluids. You'll be fine in about a week." "Doctor, I appreciate everything you just told me, but I'm still in pain. You haven't left my office yet. Go get the prescription. Get in bed. You'll feel better. It will happen." Are we doing the same with Jehovah? Are we getting angry at Jehovah because the new world isn't here yet to solve all our problems? Much like the patient in that illustration, we have to take advantage of Jehovah's provisions before we can get the comfort from those provisions. And what are those provisions? We have prayer, and we're encouraged. Get comfortable. Stay a while. Linger in that prayer. Take as much time as you need. We have the Bible, where we get verses like the ones we just read that give us comfort. Other verses give us practical guidance that can directly affect our situation. Yet still other verses, we get faithful men of old, where we see our experience reflected in their life. We have the brotherhood. Whatever problem you're facing, you will not go through it alone. We have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. This guarantees we can endure no matter what. Now, there's nothing new in that list. It's the same provisions we hear about year after year after year, as we are dealing with the same problems year after year after year. But one of these years, we're going to pick our heads up, and it's going to be the new world, a world Jehovah wants you in. That's why he's giving us these provisions. So, yeah, your problems aren't going to go away just because you heard a talk tonight. But that doesn't mean Jehovah doesn't want to help. He's given you prayer, the scriptures, the brotherhood, the peace of God, the promise of a better world, because he cares about you and wants to help you. So use these things. In doing so, you will see how Jehovah is your strength and your refuge. You will see how near he can be to you when you call upon him. And you will know and you will feel how Jehovah wants to help you.